Trump has declared a national fertilizer emergency. Welcome. This is Bright Videos News for Friday, July 3rd, 2026. Happy July 4th for all Americans listening. Happy Independence Day. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me, and I apologize that my voice is still slightly wrecked. I made a very bad decision earlier in the week that wrecked my voice most of the week. I'll mention some details later. But I'll tell you what saved me is pine needle tea and shikimic acid. So I'll tell that story a little bit later. Anyway, just sorry about it, but I needed to do this recording here today because this fertilizer emergency is a very big deal. And it's exactly what I warned was coming. You know, people like Michael Yon, David Dubine, myself, and others, we've been talking about this since the Strait of Hormuz was closed, when Trump started the war with Iran. We've been warning about exactly this scenario, right? And we know that global famine is being engineered, but we also know that this war is causing extreme, acute fertilizer shortages, specifically phosphate fertilizers. So what President Trump just did is he signed Proclamation 11038 on June 29th, this week. He declared a national emergency over the threats to the availability of sufficient fertilizer supplies to meet U.S. agricultural demand. I'm reading from a summary of it. Now, what he's admitting is that we don't have enough fertilizer to meet demand, that we've run out because of the Strait of Hormuz. And it's interesting that this is applying to phosphate fertilizers, but we know there's also a big problem with nitrogen-based fertilizers, because of the link with natural gas that comes out of Qatar and, you know, the Haber-Bosch process and how we make nitrogenous fertilizers. But remember that phosphate is also actually even more important than nitrogen in terms of fertilizers. And it's the mixture of these two that makes, you know, a typical whole fertilizer. So without one of these components, you can't grow crops on the depleted, over-farmed soils that characterize the U.S. farming agricultural sector right now. So here's what else Trump did. He declared, or he invoked, Section 318A of the Tariff Act of 1930. It goes back a ways, huh? Almost 100 years old, the Tariff Act. This permits ending all import duties on food and emergency relief supplies for a temporary period of time. So what Trump did is he suspended the duty, or the import tariffs, on phosphate fertilizer from Morocco for 8 months through about the end of February 2027. So this was published on July 2nd, which is why we're just now hearing about it. And the Treasury and Commerce Secretaries are directed to implement the relief. So why is this necessary? Because farmers apply more than half of the annual phosphate that they use between the fall and the early spring ahead of the 2027 planting season. So this is necessary to save the fall planting season for those areas where there are fall and winter crops, but also it's necessary to stock up for the spring planting season of 2027. Now, as I have said in my previous analysis reports, we already know that famine is coming to our world in 2027. And I've published infographics and I've mentioned which countries are going to be hit the hardest, including Bangladesh, for example, and Somalia and Yemen. We're going to have issues in India. We're going to have issues in Egypt and other countries. But what a lot of people aren't counting on is the fact that there's a fertilizer shortage affecting North America, farmers in Canada, farmers in the U.S., and also Western European countries, countries from which we get a lot of our food, including Mexico, Central and South American countries. So this is a global issue caused by the war on Iran, and finally Trump is admitting it's a problem. Now, this is apparently going to cut the cost of phosphate fertilizers by about 22%. And according to the USDA, this is going to benefit about 100,000 farms in America and 97 million planted acres. So this is a huge deal. Now, oh, I forgot to mention that sulfur is a feedstock to create phosphate fertilizers. And of course, sulfur and sulfuric acid are in short supply because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which, you know, J.D. Vance ridiculously claims it's open again. In fact, there's more oil flowing through it now than before the war. You know, he actually said that in a recent interview, and all of us rolled our eyes. Oh my God, who is this guy? He doesn't even know. It's like, how did our national leaders have no idea what's happening in the world that they claim to run? They have no idea. It's incredible. And they certainly don't know anything about where food comes from and farming and fertilizer and phosphates and nitrogen and, you know, natural gas, any of that stuff. So apparently this has become such a big emergency that somebody grabbed Trump by his collar, you know, and shook some sense into him and said, for God's sake, declare an emergency, you know, something like that. And otherwise, there's no food. And so he declared an emergency. Here's the problem. This isn't going to magically make phosphate fertilizers appear. This doesn't create fertilizer out of thin air. So part of my message here today is that the famine is already baked in. It's a guaranteed famine. I don't mean in U.S. cities. In the U.S., we'll have shortages, much higher prices. We'll have a lot of people in the food lines and things like that. But in a lot of other countries, it's going to be extreme famine and death, like lots of people starving. Now, I didn't line it up this way, but this just happens to coincide with something you need to know about, and I'm going to plug my store, healthrangerstore.com/July4. Because we had already built up that landing page with the title that says Celebrate Independence with Food Security. And we have specials on all kinds of food items, you know, that we manufacture and we sell and we do the lab testing. And we have almost everything certified organic, lab tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and dioxins and atrazine for many different items as well. So we've got these amazing, this sale is going on right now, by the way. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/July4. That's the numeral 4. No space or anything. The sale's on right now. We've got free gifts. If you spend certain amounts of money, you get these free gifts. One of the free gifts is a pine needle spray with silver and iodine. This is the substance that just saved my voice, by the way, which I'll tell you about later. It's kind of a hilarious and humbling lesson because I made a huge mistake. But anyway, we've got items. We've got free gifts, doorbuster deals, 40% off some items, lesser savings on other items. We've got lots and lots of freeze-dried food in stock that we make that's ready to ship out of our warehouse in Texas right now, plus discounts off seed kits and multivitamin liquid supplements and, you know, all kinds of things. So I can't think of a better time to remind you of this than right after Trump declares a national fertilizer emergency, which is what I've been warning about this whole time. In fact, you may recall that in March, I mentioned on this broadcast that I instructed my staff to buy up all the raw food materials, you know, the organic stuff that we could find so that we could, like, pretty much restock our warehouse. Remember that? And that we moved quickly enough that we were able to do that. And because a lot of these food purchases take anywhere from 90 days to sometimes 120 days to actually get delivered, we are still actually in the process of receiving delivery on some of those items that we initially ordered back in March. So we haven't yet received everything, but we have a lot incoming. And what that means is that we are positioned as one of the few food providers that actually has the infrastructure, the warehouse space, the fulfillment center, the laboratory, the manufacturing, and everything to be able to bring you food in the middle of a global famine and a national fertilizer crisis that's been declared by our own president. So I would say we are well prepared for this. And as a result, you are well positioned, you know, to take advantage of this. If you need any food, superfood, supplements, any of these things that can help you through all of this, stock up now. Because I went all in and just gave the order to my staff, just buy up everything you can, because I know what's coming. And they did. And actually, not all my staffers knew what I was talking about. Like, what do you mean there's going to be a shortage? Well, just trust me on this. You know, just like with my lab. Remember, I had my lab people, I said, go out and buy a one-year supply of helium tanks, because we use helium in our lab for our mass spec instruments. And they're like, why do you want to buy up so much helium? This was in early March. And I said, just trust me, just do it. Just buy the helium. So they ordered a year supply of helium from our gas supplier. And we got the helium, these big tanks that are in the lab. I was just showing somebody last week. I was like, check out these giant helium tanks. I was like, that's a lot of balloons, you know. No, it's for the triple quad there. It's for the glyphosate instrument and, you know, the other instruments and the GC, etc. But then 2 weeks after we got our helium delivered, we received a force majeure letter from our gas supplier. And I also covered that on this podcast, because the letter said, we cannot guarantee. Then what did it say? The maximum amount of helium that we can give you this year is what we delivered to you last year. And I'm paraphrasing. And effectively, we can't even totally guarantee that. Like, we'll do the best we can, but force majeure. So I ended up being the only lab, or maybe the only lab in Texas, that's sitting on a year's supply of helium. And then I might be the only food warehouse in Texas that's sitting on a year's supply of food as we get into a fertilizer emergency. And I always hear from people like, how did you know? How did you know? I'm just like, dude, just listen to my podcast. I tell you how I know, because it's kind of right there. I'm not trying to be condescending or anything, but if you're listening to this, you know that we don't have like magic vortexes to see the future. We're just looking at the present. And we understand where food comes from. You know, we understand where energy comes from. This is not a difficult prediction. That's why I'm astonished that so few companies are able to make these predictions or projections, really. In fact, you know, there's only a few people that are any good at this. It's like Dr. Chris Martinson is one of them, you know, Peak Prosperity. And of course, Michael Yon and David Dubin I mentioned, and basically the guests that I interview, you know, plus myself and others in this space, we know what's coming, and we're accurate. And that's why we have all the supplies when everybody else has run out and is like, oh, we can't run our lab, we don't have any helium. It's like, well, how did you not know that helium was going to be in short supply when Trump bombed Iran? And they're like, well, we didn't know helium came out of the Persian Gulf. Well, dude, you run a lab, you should know where your helium comes from, man. I mean, it's like if you eat food, you should know where it comes from. You should know where fertilizer comes from. You should know how the world works. You're living in it. You know, fucking learn it. I'm sorry about my language, but I don't have time for morons. It's like, what are you? Are you like a human pinball in a pinball machine just bouncing around every day with no idea where anything comes from? You should know where everything comes from. If your life depends on it, where does your water come from? Where does money come from? You know, you should know these things. It's like life 101, as far as I'm concerned. Again, not trying to sound arrogant, but just sort of practical, just common sense. I mean, we're adults, right? I don't expect it. Teenager to know this stuff, you know, or a kid, but you and I, we're adults. Everybody should have basic knowledge about where stuff comes from. Now, especially when you consider the fact that this emergency invocation by President Trump, this does nothing to address the sulfur shortage. And this was actually pointed out by a company called Mosaic that is a phosphate, a domestic phosphate provider. And Mosaic pushed back hard against this and saying that this is just going to make us more reliant on foreign phosphate, you know, from Morocco in this case, which requires shipping to function. And the ships require, you know, bunker fuel. And we know that, you know, fuel shortages are going to get worse, etc. But what Mosaic said, which is accurate, is that the real bottleneck in all of this is the unaffordable and limited or scarce sulfur supplies. So, in other words, until the Strait of Hormuz functions again, this is going to remain a problem. Even if you get phosphate from Morocco or anywhere. So, you need sulfur, you know, to make this whole thing work. And a lot of the sulfur and the sulfuric acid, as I mentioned, comes out of the Persian Gulf, which remains closed despite the, you know, the celebrations by Trump and Vance, who claim that they've beaten Iran like 40 times now. And I jokingly said today, we have the best military in the world. We can beat Iran 40 times and still beat them again next week before the markets open. It's like, we can beat them every week. We can achieve total victory every single week over and over again. That's how great our military is. We're racking up the victories. Trump says he stopped 100 wars now. Or was it the same war over and over 100 times? See, that's... He should be guilty of trying to get the Nobel Peace Prize by counterfeiting peace. You see what I mean? Anyway, that's a different discussion right there. But Mosaic is correct. This doesn't solve the sulfur problem. We still have a structural shortage of sulfur and sulfuric acid, which means that Morocco or no Morocco, farmers aren't going to have enough fertilizer here in America for the fall and especially the spring 2027 planting season. So, what do you think is going to happen as a result of that? Oh, food prices are going to go up maybe later this year. Well, to some extent later this year for sure, but then significantly in 2027. Now, isn't it convenient that the government's consumer price index, you know, the tracking of consumer inflation, doesn't count food prices? What do you know? What are the odds of that, huh? They don't count food or fuel. Huh. So that's how they can say, well, inflation's only, you know, 2.3% or whatever they're saying. You and I know, it's like, wait a minute, food's going up 20%, gasoline went up a couple dollars, and now it's come down a little bit, but that seems really temporary because the war's not over, etc. But according to the government, you're not paying anything more for anything because they just don't count the things that are more expensive. So there you go. So, again, you want to get some food? We've got it. Because we planned ahead. We knew this was coming, just like you knew this was coming. So if you want to get some of our food, take advantage of it here. Our 4th of July sale, which goes through July 6th, by the way. It's like July 4th plus 2. That's kind of cool. HealthRangerStore.com/July4. That's the numeral 4, the number 4. July 4. There you go. And you'll see the landing page with all the amazing deals that we have there, all the discounts and the free gifts and everything. So, again, take advantage of that because this food's not going to get any cheaper. Now, in the meantime, what should you be planning on doing for, you know, 2027 and beyond? Because we're going to get hit partially with food price increases and scarcity later this year in the United States, but it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be end of the world in America or Canada or Australia, etc. Although things are going to get much worse in 2027. So what kinds of things should you be doing as you plan, you know, 2027? And how to reduce your overall food costs, how to become more self-reliant, and how to insulate yourself from the madness, which is this ongoing war, this war of choice, that seemingly has no end in sight. And by the way, what happens if there's a naval war and the ships can't sail from Morocco with all the phosphate fertilizer? Then what? What's your plan then, Trump? Are you going to print fertilizer, you know? Ask the Federal Reserve to print phosphate? Hey, it doesn't work for any other elements. I don't think it's going to work for phosphorus either. But I don't know. You can try it. See how that goes. But first you have to build a giant fusion reactor, which might take 50 years. But in terms of preparing for 2027, what should you do? And again, I apologize for my voice. I'll tell you the story coming up here. But preparing for 2027, obviously plan to grow food. Obviously also plan to buy food in 2026, which will be at the lower prices that you can eat and use in 2027. In other words, buy what you know you're going to use. Buy what you eat, eat what you buy. You know, first in, first out, rotating the food supply intelligently so you don't waste anything that goes bad over time. So buy the food now that you're going to eat from us or wherever you can get it, you know, right? You can go to the grocery store and you can get bags of beans and lentils and whatever and rice. And, you know, you can pack it in your own pails yourself. And that's a smart thing to do. Buy the food now while it's cheap. I mean, it's cheaper than where it's going to be in 2027 is what I mean. Secondly, plan to grow. I know right now it's, you know, too late to start a garden in North America this year, probably, unless you're in certain states where you have a second growing season, like we do in Texas, by the way. We have a fall season in Texas, and those of you in Florida, you know, etc. California, you can grow year-round, right? I mean, certain parts of it. But most of you can't start a garden right now. But plan to start a garden in the spring of 2027, which means that you can be setting up the irrigation for that right now. Irrigation systems. And you know how I recommend the PEX pipes, the cross-link polyethylene pipes, for any kind of irrigation project? And I use those pipes myself on all my projects. I use 1-inch PEX for the irrigation main lines, and then coming off of that, I'll use like a 1/2-inch PEX to go to like manual timers that have sprinklers or drippers on them, things like that. This is a great time to lay the 1-inch PEX pipe and to acquire all of the items that you need. Why? Because polyethylene is also going to be in severe short supply, because polyethylene comes out of the Persian Gulf as well as helium and sulfuric acid and nitrogenous fertilizers, etc. Yeah, it's all impacted. I'm already finding this myself. You know, I like to use what's called the Uponor, U-P-O-N-O-R, I think is how that's spelled, which is the expansion fittings for PEX pipes, you know? And you have to buy these polyethylene rings that clamp onto the, you know, the fittings to, you know, connect pipes and have T's and elbows and, you know, increase or decrease sizes, whatever. And those rings are becoming much more expensive already. And I was just buying some, actually today, some 1¼-inch rings. And they're a lot more expensive. And some of these fittings are very hard to find now because of the polyethylene shortage. So you could stock up on those materials right now, planning out your irrigation project for your spring garden. And you might think, well, this is going to cost me a lot of money today to stock up on polyethylene. But what's going to be the value of the food you grow with it in 2027? That value is going to be much higher than what it is today. And frankly, also, the polyethylene will be extremely valuable in the future as well. So even if you don't grow your garden, you could probably sell the polyethylene to a neighbor or another farmer who can't find it because it's out of supply because the war has gone on for 6 more months. Which is probably where this is going. I mean, do you think there's going to be peace? Lasting peace anytime soon? No. I mean, if they wanted peace, it would have already been done. There's not going to be peace. I mean, the West won't want peace. Trump's going to take us all the way to the point of, you know, national destruction over this. It seems obvious. I don't think there's going to be peace for months to come. Maybe. Who knows? But I don't have faith that there's going to be any kind of lasting peace, which means that these shortages are only going to get worse and worse as we move through this year and into next year. Now, one of the things that you should be doing is planting loblolly pine trees. And let me explain why and share my story with you of what happened to me, why my voice is partially wrecked. It's super annoying since I'm a podcaster. So I made a mistake last weekend. I was invited to a private gathering of interesting people, and I made the mistake of going, and I just normally say no, but I went, and sure enough, somebody there must have been vaccinated and was shedding all over everybody. So we all got hit with some kind of, like, shedding spike protein attack or something. And it's not just myself, but some other people were impacted by this as well. And what happened is, for the first couple of days, I didn't have any symptoms at all. And then, like, the third day, I had a very minor symptom. I just blew it off, totally ignored it. I was like, I don't even get sick. So why should I, you know, I didn't even take any extra supplements or anything. Fourth day, symptoms started getting a little more severe. And the fifth day, it got horrible. And that I woke up, I guess it was the fifth day, kind of losing track. I woke up with my voice totally wrecked. And then I realized, holy crap, I should have been drinking pine needle tea this whole week because I grow loblolly pines. And so the mistake I made was that I neglected my own advice on natural medicine. I forgot to do the things that I advocate. Even when I just had minor, like, you know, nasal congestion and throat crap happening, even when it was just minor and I was ignoring it, I should have been smarter and I should have said, wait a minute, I need to do, you know, I need to drink some elderberry here. I need to dose up on zinc and vitamin C. I take those normally, but I should have been like mega dosing, you know, on vitamin C and other things. And, you know, quercetin. I should have been just nailing quercetin, right? But most importantly, I should have been drinking shikimic acid tea. Well, pine needle tea, which is very rich in shikimic acid. And so, but I failed to do that. And that's how my voice got wrecked. And I don't know if I have all the days correct. It was wrecked for a couple of days, and it's still recovering. Honestly, I wouldn't be recording today except for the fact that Trump declared this national emergency. I'm like, well, we got to cover this. But the thing that got me back from having a totally wrecked voice, because like yesterday, you know, I sounded like I didn't even sound human. I don't know. But what brought me back was shikimic acid. And so finally, I mean, it's so funny because I walk right by the pine trees that I grow, that I irrigate with the, you know, the PEX irrigation that I was just talking about. And I walk by these trees every day, and there it is right in my view, and I still didn't think that I should be taking that medicine. See, that's stupid, right? You know, that's why it's also humbling to say, even though I have a wealth of knowledge about natural medicine, it doesn't help you if you don't use it, right? So let that be a reminder to share with everybody. You know a lot of stuff. I know a lot of stuff. We're all very well informed. Doesn't help us if we forget to use it, does it, right? So we have to be wise enough to use the things we know. And in my case, it was even freaking free. All I had to do was just rip off a piece of, like, a little tiny branch, which is what I ended up doing, just a small bunch, take it in with a pair of scissors, like, cut it up and put it into a pot of water, boiled a pot of water, and just let it steep for 5 minutes, drink the shikimic acid. Literally, what was it, 3 hours later, my voice came back. This stuff worked in hours. I happen to think there's also something really amazing about using live, like, you know, living raw pine needles that have, there's something that chemistry can't capture. There's something special. There's a vibrancy in it. So I was using, you know, living raw pine needles from the tree to the pot and then drinking it within, you know, 15, 20 minutes and then having this amazing effect within just a few hours after that. So wow. Yes. So the lesson I learned is at the very first, especially if I've been around other people, right? Because that's the only time I get hit with, you know, spike protein shedding or whatever garbage, you know, people are throwing around because they've been vaccinated or whatever, or they've been mRNA'd over and over again. The only time that this ever happens to me if I'm around like people I don't know, and I should be especially alert to that if I have, well, frankly, I should have been just drinking the tea that day. I should have just had pine needle tea every day. And I wouldn't have even had this problem to begin with. So there you go. That's a lesson that I learned. Again, sometimes we have to learn these lessons multiple times. That's called, I guess, wisdom. I don't feel very wise right now. So I have to be reminded the hard way, like, drink the freaking pine needle tea, you know, the inner voice, little judgmental right there, but I'm sharing it with you so that you don't forget to do something like that. Make sure you are taking the supplements and eating the superfoods and doing, you know, growing your fresh herbs and making your fresh medicine and doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, especially if you've been on an airplane or you've been around people, you've been in a crowd, you're out in public close to other people somewhere, whatever. You were riding roller coasters at an amusement park. Okay. Whatever you were doing, defend yourself against that. You know, defend yourself with good nutrition and natural medicine because it really works. What else? I was doing some really awesome essential oils. And, you know, I bought this copperware from, what was it called? Sertodo. I interviewed the founder of Sertodo, and I bought this copperware. So I actually ended up boiling the pine needle tea in this beautiful handcrafted copper pot. It was gorgeous. It was so wonderful. It was like, here's a beautiful element from Mother Nature that contains this beautiful medicine, also from Mother Nature. I felt like it was the perfect pot to make the perfect medicine, and then I poured it through a strainer into a coffee cup, also made out of copper from the same company, Sertodo. And these cups are very expensive because they're all handcrafted, you know, and they're pure copper. I mean, 100% copper. I mean, I'm not saying it's probably like 99.9 something, right? But it's not copper plated something else. It's a copper cup. And then when you pour it in there, and that's when you're also reminded that copper is a great conductor of heat. And so the copper mugs are not cool on the mug handle like ceramic mugs. So just keep that in mind. I had to let it cool a little more before I could drink it. Like, well, I'm learning all kinds of reminders here. Like, I love the copper, but man, it conducts heat very, very efficiently. And also, it conducts electricity efficiently, which is why we have copper wiring, right? So anyway, just admiring nature and the laws of physics and enjoying natural medicine and just getting great results with it. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Hey, by the way, you know, speaking of some medicine, our friends over at Limitless Peptides, they're also having a July 4th sale. And I'm checking it out right now because, you know, I use their BPC 157 and some of their nootropics. Here they go. They have a 250-hour sale that ends July 10th. 15% off everything site-wide. And you can also add our discount code onto that. And the discount code is RANGER. at least in the past, they've always allowed people to stack the discounts. So unless I'm in error, that would give you a shocking 30% discount off of their peptides, including their copper peptides. That's another one I love of theirs, is their copper. It's a GHK-CU. CU is copper. And they have a spray for that. They also have healing and repair research blend. They've got the BPC-157, as I mentioned, which I take intranasally. So all of that's on sale through July 10th. And you can find them at rangerdeals.com. Just click on the link to Limitless Peptides. Limitless Peptides. They're right there in the center, second row, at rangerdeals.com. And use discount code RANGER there, and you'll save an extra 15% off. Okay, so anyway, it's interesting. A lot of deep discounts happening on this July 4th. You know what has the even deeper discount? Is tickets to Trump's 250th anniversary state fair. I hear they can't even give the tickets away. Nobody's there. That was wild. I'm not even, that's all I have to say about that. It's like the only state fair that nobody wanted to attend. I mean, what's going on? Are people just busy or are fuel prices too high? What's going on? All right, so anyway, I'm going to rest my voice now and keep drinking pine needle tea. That's why I grow the trees, you know, so I can have unlimited medicine. I'm going to rest over the weekend. You know that's not going to happen. I'll probably end up working on irrigation projects and things and some solar projects and whatever. But I'm going to rest my voice. How about that? So I don't know that I'm going to have any new podcasts for you until next week. Maybe. I might run some stuff. But if I don't put out something new, I just want to say happy July 4th. Happy Independence Day. And be safe. You know, obviously... with the fireworks and all, you know, all that garbage that's going on out there. If you're around crowds of people, you know, use natural medicine. Don't make the mistake that I did of waiting too long. So, let's wait till symptoms get bad and then use medicine. No. So just be more wise than I was this week, and you'll have a great time. And I'll be back with you early next week with a lot more interviews and podcasts and much more. And again, take advantage of our sale at healthrangerstore.com/July4. So happy Independence Day, everybody. And I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.